So, dear Ezra, can you tell us something about the genesis and the evolution of the Silver Lake project during this weird sanitary emergency era?
Yeah, it started. The project started last year, 2020, and pretty much when the whole pandemic started, and first shows were cancelled from us. And my friend who is running studio quite near where I live, Nino Lauren, he called me and he asked if I would be interested to start to work with my solo project, because he remembered that I've been speaking about that idea always after a couple of beers.
Inspiring.
And I never really got time, to be honest. Like, within the last couple of years, it's never really even crossed my mind to start to do any solo project, because we've been pretty hectic with Amorphis recordings and especially with tourings. But yeah, he gave me a call and I started to think that why not? It's at least it's the perfect timing, because the only duties I had last year was to start to focus on next Amorphis album at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And basically I didn't have anything else to do than just play PlayStation and watch TV. So this came in a good time, but it was really, really open. I didn't have any sort of vision at first place where I'm heading with this project, and it started really slowly. I had a couple songs on my computer which I really liked a lot. I liked them a lot, but they were too different to offer for any Amorphis session or anywhere else. So I have just saved them, and I played those songs to Nino and asked, what do you think? You know, I have something like this, and should we go from here? And he really liked the songs, and that was the starting point. And we started to work with those first three songs, and they sort of became the backbone for the rest of the album.
And what shall the fans find in the album? I mean, either Amorphis fans and brand new fans.
Yeah, that's a tricky question. I'm pretty sure that the Amorphis fans are obviously interested about this album, but I guess people who are into melancholical or melodic metal or music in general, and people who are fans of the vocalist of this album are probably going to be interested about hearing it. So as the music is very diverse, I think probably the audience is going to be very diverse.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, and which themes have you explored in the lyrics of the album?
There is it's pretty much 50-50. The some of the vocalists wanted to work with their own lyrics. For some vocalists, I did the lyrics. The topics I dealt with was about the nature. There are some themes from the Kalevala, what we've dealt with Amorphis back in the days. Not my lyrics, but their lyrics are based on the poem by Eino Leino, who was the old Finnish poet back in the days. Then I dealt with even the mental health issues on one song, which was for me important to cover, because it's something that is pretty useful to tell, and people who are really suffering about the mental health problem. Yeah. Because I see it every day, more and more people, especially the younger generation, are suffering from mental health issues.
And what can you tell us about the amazing guests you've invited? The performance by Finnish celebrity Vesa Matti Loiri is amazing.
Yeah, he is amazing. He is absolutely great. He's, I guess, people outside of Finland probably don't know him that much, but he's the most famous Finnish actor, and He's also a recording artist. He started his career already in '60s. And I was really, really surprised when I got him on this album. My old friend, he's in the film industry, and he's a manager for Finnish actors, and Vesa-Matti Loiri is also one of the actors he's managing. So that's how I got contact with Vesa-Matti. And I asked for my friend that, what do you think? Is this impossible idea that Vesa-Matti could do this spoken word poem for this song? And he replied me that yes, sent me the song and he can play it to him and we'll see it from there. And for my surprise, he really, really liked the song. Vesa-Matti himself, he comes from very different musical background and the music he performs is very different from what I do. So, but I see there is some sort of connection in there, in the music, in the lyrics, and in his performance. So I'm still really, really, really not shocked, but in good moods about this, that he's on my album.
Yeah, it's great. It sounds like Orson Welles, those great actors' voices, amazing.
Oh yes, he's Vincent Price of
Vincent
Finland.
Price, yeah.
But he is very characteristic guy, and he has got this great aura.
Yeah,
what surrounds him, and if you meet him in person, he's really a special guy. So. So, well, that can be heard on the album.
Yeah, definitely. And once the sanitary emergency will be over, shall we expect some live gigs by Silver Lake?
That is something that a lot of people have asked, and even some promoters have contacted me asking if I would be interested in doing shows with Silver Lake. But I don't know. If it would be just up to me, I would immediately do a couple of shows there and there. But it's pretty hard task to get all the vocalists to the same place at the same time, because when the whole Corona thing is someday over, I think all the vocalists are going to be on the road with their own bands, and I know from my side that when Amorphis releases next album, we are going to be again really busy. But I like the idea. It's a tempting idea, and perhaps, you know, if all the stars are in right alliance, we can probably arrange one or two shows and with all the singers. That would be great.
What kind of music do you like to listen to when free from your duties?
I listen pretty much everything. I have to check what I have, but listened. I have, it's been Amorphis Eclipse album, but I just listen it how it sounds.
Yeah.
And I've listened Deep Purple, Stormbringer.
Okay.
I've listened Doors, LA Woman.
Amazing.
Dave Gilmour's Live at Pompeii. Ozzy Osbourne, Diary of a Madman. These are the albums I've been last listened, and it pretty much tells what I like to listen. I'm kind of an old school guy, so usually when I start to play something, it's not from this century.
Yeah, I can understand perfectly. Can you share with us some news about the future plans for Amorphis? We've seen there's the new live album, for instance.
Yeah, we are actually recording the new Amorphis album at the moment. We are about on halfway when it comes to recordings. If everything goes well, the album is ready at the end of the summer, and it comes out February or early 22. That's the plan now. And we're working again with Jens Bogren producing the album, and I'm really, really happy with the song material, and I'm pretty sure that the result will sound pretty big. as soon as it's finished.
And which, like, a final message and greeting to the Italian fans of Esa Holopainen, and an invitation to buy Silver Lake and enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the Silver Lake album comes out 28th of this month. Yeah. And I definitely suggest people to look for it. It's very diverse. I think it offers music, something for everyone, and especially for Heavy Demon listeners.
Do you have any special memory related to Italy?
Tour bus. Milan, Alcatraz, always a great venue. We always had a good time when we've been in Italy. It's great food, great people, and we've enjoyed it. People are really passionate doing the shows, and you know, we always had a good time there. So really looking forward to come there.